during a recent rehearsal, 16-year-old Juwan Crawford stands before a crowd of fangirls embodying Chuck Berry.
Yeah, I really love rock and roll. Yeah!
Juwan dances around the room wearing a sailor hat, carrying a shiny gold guitar crafted from cardboard and foil. For Juwan, it's more than imitation. He says he's found a kindred spirit.
No, me and Chuck Berry got a lot in common. You know, we like rock and roll and everything. He's good with the ladies, you know, just like me.
Juwan is part of the St. Louis Artworks production of On Whose Shoulders We Stand, an opera that focuses on St. Louis's historicville neighborhood. Artworks offers art-centric job training to teens in underserved communities. For the past 5 weeks, a professional artist and nearly 20 students from around St. Louis have worked on creating an opera about the Ville. It's a neighborhood Juwan should be familiar with. He boxes there regularly. But prior to the show, he had no idea how significant the Ville was, or even that Chuck Berry went to high school there. His sister, who attends Sumner High School in the Ville, refused to believe him when he told her Chuck Berry was a Sumner alumnus.
She wanted to look it up, and I was like, look it up. And then we bet it. I said, I bet you a dollar he from your school. And she's like, all right. And then I still ain't get my dollar, though.
The dollar should be his. The alumni list for the Ville school system reads like a who's who of talent, many of whom are celebrated in the opera. There's Chuck Berry, of course, as well as opera singer Grace Brumbry, comedian and activist Dick Gregory, tennis great Arthur Ashe, and Tina Turner. The Ville is not only of note because of outstanding individuals who grew up there from the turn of the last century to the 1950s. It's also remarkable because of the neighborhood institutions. These include Poro College, which developed African-American beauty products, Homer G. Phillips Hospital, the city's only hospital for blacks, and Sumner High School, which was one of the first high schools for African-Americans. One student who attended Sumner is John Wright. He's a retired educator and an author who grew up in the Ville. Wright says the neighborhood was a product of residential segregation policies. Blacks lived in the Ville because they had few other options. But despite these limits, the community blossomed with opportunity.
So when you walked out, you saw people you saw every day. The doctors and lawyers, you saw role models. So it wasn't a question, could you grow up to be a doctor as an African American, because you saw doctors.
While Wright had the opportunity to live these valuable life lessons, 18-year-old actor Zacchaeus Wynham is realizing he cannot even find these lessons in his textbooks.
I'm starting to figure out that most schools don't teach other kids about black history, that the Greater Ville is a part of our black history.
It's a history that's disappearing. When housing restrictions were removed, people left the neighborhood. The hospital is now a retirement home. The Poro facilities are gone. Sumner High School is one of just a few schools left in the neighborhood. The Ville's present state is something 16-year-old Destiny Mays has been reflecting on a lot while working on the opera. She says she wants the opera to inspire people to restore the Ville to its past glory.
I think it can create hope for people saying, oh yes, I want the Ville to look like that again, or even so much better.
On Whose Shoulders We Stand, an opera premieres July 18th at the Centene Center for the Arts. I'm Emmanuel Berry, St. Louis Public Radio.